Greetings. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, Program Director here at WBJC 91.5 FM. It is the seventh day of Hanukkah, and I wanted to celebrate each of the days of the holiday with a program about some special aspect of Jewish music. Some of the pieces are by Jewish composers, and others are by composers whose best friends were Jewish, and others are by composers who probably never met a Jew and still managed to get it right. Before we go on, it is my fiduciary responsibility to tell you that Hanukkah programming is supported by you, our members, and by Eddie's of Roland Park, cooking up local chef-prepared holiday dinners. Eddie's local heat-and-serve holiday cooking and delivery is made possible by a staff of 250 valued employees, including butchers and bakers, cooks and caterers, delivery drivers, and more. Celebrating the local faces behind the holiday feast, details and holiday menus at eddiesofrolandpark.com. Support for this program is also made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Newhouse, a lover and scholar of Jewish music. So, without further ado, here is day 7. There was nothing he couldn't do and do well. He wrote music like this.
Review lesson 11.
Handcraft 2, axiom 7.
Once one dismisses the rest of all possible worlds, one might let this is the best of all possible worlds.
Once one dismisses.
There was the odd ditty that sounded like this.
I feel like I'm not out of bed yet.
How about this little number? He played the piano well. He was also one hell of a conductor. Between his debut with the New York Philharmonic in 1943 and his death in 1990, what didn't Leonard Bernstein do for us? However, it is Leonard Bernstein's Jewish-inspired works that bring us together for our seventh program, Mes Petits Amis, and we have no lack of what to talk about. It's no exaggeration to say that the synagogue, specifically Temple Mishkan Tfila, was probably the first place Leonard Bernstein heard music that we would now call classical. While Bernstein was definitely a citizen of the world and delighted in all of the great faiths of the world, he never forgot his own and paid tribute to it in numerous compositions. Allow me to present a Bernstein Jewish music sampler. That music takes you back to 1944, wartime, Bernstein's first symphony, subtitled Jeremiah, a serious work, a serious prophet, a serious time. The symphony is in three movements, the first of which is entitled Prophecy, and you just heard an excerpt of it. Here, the prophet Jeremiah calls upon the people of Israel to change their ways. The second movement, Profanation, which sounds a bit like West Side Story, the music describes the bad behavior of the Israelites. To my ears, they seem to be having a really good time. The third movement draws its text from the Book of Lamentations, or Echa in Hebrew. Set for mezzo-soprano and orchestra, it describes the miserable state of Jerusalem after it has been conquered. The scene changes to 1945, the Park Avenue Synagogue in New York. The young and up-and-coming Bernstein has been commissioned by the synagogue to write a liturgical piece for the annual New Music Sabbath service. The setting for cantor, chorus, and orchestra is Bernstein's only Jewish liturgical work. Cause us, O Lord our God, to retire for the evening in peace, and then again to arise unto life, O our King, and spread your canopy of peace over us. Hashkivenu by Leonard Bernstein. Bernstein's third symphony, the Kaddish Symphony, is named for the Jewish prayer said in memory of those who have passed. Written in 1963, it became a Kaddish for a president following the Kennedy assassination. The work is in three movements, and each is a different setting of the Kaddish. They range from savage to sublime. The Chichester Psalms were written as part of Bernstein's sabbatical from the New York Philharmonic in 1965. Bernstein set a number of psalms in Hebrew for chorus, boy soprano, and orchestra. A return to tonality and jubilation after the darkness of the Kaddish Symphony, the setting of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," is one of the most beautiful things Bernstein ever wrote. Finally, the opening prayer, written for the reopening of Carnegie Hall following a renovation in 1986. The importance of Carnegie Hall cannot be underestimated for Leonard Bernstein, for it was here that he made his debut on November 14, 1943. He performed on that hallowed stage over 400 times as conductor, educator, and pianist. Written 4 years before his death, he set the Jewish priestly or Kohanic blessing for voice and orchestra. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance and give you the blessing of peace. Opening prayer by Leonard Bernstein. Thanks so much for listening. Chag Sameach, happy holidays, sei gesund, be well, have a latke, a bissel schnapps, and we'll see each other soon. Support for this program was made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Neuhaus, a lover and scholar of Jewish music.